Sadia Haruna has been in this queue for 2 hours, waiting to receive few kilograms of grains and some second-hand baby clothes. The mother of three has been displaced twice in 3 years. And during that time, this is the only third occasion she's managed to get any food aid. When this runs out, her family will rely on what they usually eat.
If we can't find food, we will live on wild plants and corn husks, although it should be harder now because the rains have stopped.
But private individuals and local groups are trying to ease the suffering. Volunteers at Zamfara Circle work the phones and computers, sourcing for funds online.
We have started this program, the flow of money actually reduced. In fact, it stopped. So this is the only money we have to make a difference. And going forward, the challenge is still there. The people are still there and their needs are still valid. So we feel there is need for continuity. Like I always say, the government cannot do it alone. It has been doing its best.
But the void the group wants to fill is too big. About 700,000 people have been forced from their homes since the conflict between farmers and herders escalated. Now semi-urban areas are bursting at the seams.
Attacks on Gusau are rare, but there is a steady rise in the number of people arriving in the city looking for help, threatening to overstretch available resources and facilities. They live in extremely harsh conditions, and for 10 years, their plight was largely overlooked. They were the victims of Nigeria's most forgotten humanitarian crisis.
Many here feel abandoned and can't understand why they've been neglected for so long. There are few camps for the displaced, with many living on the streets. The state government says the camps can only provide temporary relief anyway, and the people will be better going home.
We must do everything possible to make sure that we protect those people, to deploy much of securities to go along with them. They will go and remain with those communities in case of any attack. It's better for us to spend whatever amount for that process than to come and have some IDPs in the state capital or local government headquarters.
But with images of the latest massacre by an armed gang still fresh, few choose to go back to their villages, despite police attempts to reassure them.
The incident of Bukium and Anka will not happen again. It's a coincidence. These people are running out of the state. And we continue to do our best with massive deployment in areas where we feel there are some threats with all the tactical teams.
Many here say they would rather live on the streets in relative safety than be killed by bandits who show no mercy. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Zamfara, Nigeria.